From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French police have used tear gas on protesters as the officers evacuated migrants from a Paris school where they have been sheltered for the past few weeks. At least 150 migrants had occupied the facility in northeast Paris while it was empty for renovation. Those inside the building barricaded the doors as the protesters sought to block entry from outside. Meanwhile, European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that have entered Europe seeking asylum, leading Poland's foreign affairs minister wondering if the proposal was serious.
About this proposal, I'm still wondering if it's a serious proposal, because it sounds like an idea announced during the April Fool's Day.
The United States and its allies are expecting more offenses like the one Islamic State fighters pulled off on Tuesday in northern Iraq, briefly breaking Kurdish Peshmerga lines and resulting in the death of a U.S. Navy SEAL. U.S. officials have been adamant that Islamic State is as weak as it has been since its fighters first pushed into Iraq in June of 2014. But that optimism is tempered by caution. Defense and intelligence officials have repeatedly warned of the terror group's resilience. Kenyan police say they have foiled a terrorist plot by a group believed to have links to Islamic State. The group was allegedly planning large-scale attacks intended to kill Kenyans. Suspects include medical experts who say they were planning to launch the attack using the biological agent anthrax. Kenyan police have arrested medical intern Mohamed Abdi Ali, his wife, and her friend for their alleged involvement in the East African terror network. This is VOA. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on an exit could take years. The report by the House of Lords EU Committee, part of Britain's parliamentary framework, predicts that leaving the bloc would entail lengthy and difficult negotiations. Stephen Booth of the policy analyst group Open Europe said the analysis suggests that striking a comprehensive trade agreement is going to take anywhere between 4 and 10 years. The Vote Leave campaign to quit the European Union has dismissed the findings and says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade deal because Britain is a big market for goods like French wine and German cars. Indiana held its presidential primary on Tuesday. VOA's Jim Malone has the details on who came out on top.
Donald Trump delivered a crushing blow to Ted Cruz in Indiana. And Trump now stands as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee after a divisive and at times bitter Republican primary campaign.
It's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold. And we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great.
Trump quickly shifted his focus to his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and to uniting the Republican Party. In the Democratic race, Bernie Sanders scored a narrow victory over frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
According to a new study, medical errors are now the third leading cause of death in the United States. Writing in the BMJ, researchers from Johns Hopkins University say that more than 250,000 deaths are caused by medical errors every year. This means medical errors have passed respiratory disease as a third most likely cause of death. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention keeps the official statistics about leading causes of death in the United States, but Hopkins researchers say that the CDC's way of collecting data fails to classify medical errors separately on the death certificate. The researchers say the CDC's methods, which were adopted in 1949, need to be changed to account for medical mistakes. U.S. President Barack Obama will visit Flint, Michigan Wednesday to review federal and state progress in ending the city's contaminated water crisis. The Flint crisis erupted in 2014 when the cash-strapped city government sought to save money by getting water from a local river rather than Detroit's water system. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has come under criticism from locals as well as federal officials, lawmakers, and civil rights activists for what is widely seen as negligence in addressing the year-long crisis. In Washington, I am Steve Miller, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.